The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The 3 days after Jesus was crucified were days of painful reflection for His disciples, both personally and as a group. They were desperately trying to make sense of the recent events which had ended in Jesus' death. They were now afraid they might have been wrong about Him being the promised one. All the while, they were fearful of what the next opening of the door might bring. They were afraid to go out, but afraid to stay in. They were simply afraid. Each day passed in tearful grief and painful questionings. As the weekly Sabbath day came to a close, their questions were no more answered than they'd been 3 days ago when they watched Him die. Oh, why had He died? One of their group, Mary Magdalene, was just as uncertain as the rest. However, the love in her grateful heart would not be denied, not by questionings or by fears. Jesus had set her free from a wretched life of bondage to sexual sin and the torture of evil spirits. He had changed her. She had never been the same since that day she met Him, and her gratitude of duty now compelled her to go to the tomb and anoint His body with spices, which time had not allowed the day He died. Though it was still mostly dark, she gathered her spices and started to make her way to the tomb. Some of the other women fell into step with her, but Mary was oblivious to their presence. She only vaguely heard the question about how would they ever be able to roll away the stone from the tomb entrance. It was designed to keep out intruders. And then there was the Roman guard. Would they still be there? Her grateful heart refused to be slowed by these questionings, and it kept her moving along the way toward the tomb. How painful it was to think that just 4 days before, Jesus had been dragging that crude cross over these same streets. The images that were burned in her mind brought painful tears to her eyes. Oh, why did some people hate Him? It was beyond the comprehension of her honest heart to think there could be anyone who wouldn't love Him. He had been so good. Why did He have enemies? But just now they were starting on the path to the tomb. Mary's heart began to race. Her knees felt weak, but she refused to slow her pace. Then she saw it. The tomb had been opened. The Roman soldiers lay on the ground completely motionless. Her feet immediately stopped, and it felt like her heart would too. Then she saw Him, or whatever He was. He was sitting on top of the huge stone that was the door of the tomb. They instantly knew that the removal of the stone had been His work. He had been the one who immobilized the soldiers. Unable to go further, the women stood frozen in their tracks. Then the being spoke. "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. Risen just like He said He would. Come, step inside the tomb, see for yourself." Now some of the fright seemed to subside, and Mary found herself moving toward the entrance to the grave while the other women followed. She peered inside. He was right. Jesus' body was gone. Ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus' body was not in that tomb, if He really is raised from the dead, that changes everything about life and about eternity. It means that life that has your name attached to it is not yours. It rightfully belongs to Jesus, your Creator, the resurrected Lord. Was He raised from the dead? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order a copy of Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com.